This is
For a Better Life.
For a Better Life.
فرمود باعث تو لأتمم مكارم الأخلاق.
The Holy Prophet of Islam says, I have been sent to complete noble manners.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم, dear brothers and sisters. You are listening to IRIB English Radio. And this is your host, Brother Mostafa. On this show, we discuss Islamic ethics and morality and what steps we can take towards reaching God, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know, what are some practical steps in Islamic ethics and spirituality? And it's difficult to, you know, talk about this topic and not speak about one of the most important pillars of Islam, of Islamic spirituality, and that is, of course, Salah, our prayers, our daily prayers, and those recommended prayers that we have in our life. Prayers, it's something that we do every single day, and they sort of become a habit for us. And many times that we don't necessarily always feel that connection to God through our prayers. Whereas we're told that prayers are the most important pillar of Islam, we're told it's the best way to reach success. For example, in the call to prayer in the Azan, it says, you know, Hayya ala salah, hurry to prayer. We're told Hayya ala falah, hurry to success. Hayya ala khayr al amal, hurry to the best of actions. I remember there was a phase maybe in my own life where I started questioning, you know, why am I praying? It's something that I was doing every day and it became a habit. When you turn to the Holy Quran, you will start seeing how important prayer is as a means of reaching God. When you start looking at the narrations of the Prophet and the Ahlul Bayt, you'll see how much they emphasize the prayer. Some practical ways that potentially that I can offer that can help you to improve your prayer. You know, one is realizing that prayers themselves is a way of connecting to God. It's a way of connecting the seen to the unseen. We have verses in the Quran which use words, you know, the word wasl, for example, is used in prayers. And wasl, again, means to connect. It's just a way of, for example, the analogy that's many times used is, you know, when you call someone, when you connect to the internet. If you're not connecting, if you don't have the right connection, then, you know, that then let's say you're calling someone on WhatsApp and you're making a video call or a audio call and the connection is weak, they're not going to be able to hear you that well, right? So we want to have a strong connection. And that strong connection can only occur, for example, when we are not committing sins, when we are purifying ourselves, and we're truly motivated towards reaching Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One of the things that we can focus on is, for example, you know, is understanding the meanings behind the actions of our daily prayers. So when we stand in prayers, we're told we're doing qiyam, and it's a way of straightening ourselves. When you see, for example, when a commander walks into, you know, their soldiers, you'll see they'll automatically stand up straight. They'll stand up, you know, they won't slouch. They'll be standing in an attentive position. And this is what we're also doing when we're standing in a position. And when we read, for example, Surah Fatiha, the opening chapter of the Holy Quran, this is a way of telling us, you know, you're now connecting to Allah, the Almighty. We're sending our praise to someone. You know, so focusing on the meanings of Surah Fatiha while we're standing in that attentive position and focusing on those meanings will definitely help us make a better connection to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Similarly, when we go into the ruku, you know, when we have our hands on our knees, that also is a way of connecting to God. And I'll speak a little bit more about that once we're back from the break.
Your mercy, your love is all I need.
Is all I need.
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 All I need
to be all
I need,
and I know that you see how much you mean to me. 'Cause your love is all I need to be all I can be, and
much you mean to me.
Cause your love is so lovely to be all I can
be.
And I know that you see how much you mean to me.
Your love is all I need.
And we're speaking about the importance of prayer in Islamic spirituality and a step towards reaching God. We spoke about, you know, doing qiyam when we're standing in prayer. It's a way of straightening ourselves and straightening our lives. That's what it's symbolizing. Now, when we go into the ruku, one of the things that we're told is to stretch our back, right? Is to make our back extremely straight. In one of the sayings, Imam Ali says, you know, straighten your neck, stretch your necks in a way as if you're offering your neck to God. One of the physical impacts of stretching ourselves is that it stretches our spine, right? It stretches our back. Now, there's a book, you know, a psychology book. If you go look it up, it's Our Body Keeps a Score. I think that's the name of the book, or The Body Keeps a Score. And it talks about how when we emotionally suffer, those emotions can get converted into, for example, bodily pains. For example, you'll see that sometimes when people are stressed, they'll have neck pain, they'll have shoulder pain. Many times it's back pain or lower back pain. One of the impacts of stretching ourselves in ruku is stretching that area, our back, right? And that can help release, for example, many times negative emotions. If you look at some of the verses of the Holy Quran, when it talks about doing ruku, it also talks about, for example, giving zakat or doing tazkiyah or purification of our soul. When we're doing ruku, God purifies our souls. He says He removes the burdens of sins from our back. So these actions in our prayers, they're not only just physical actions, they're having a spiritual impact on us as well. And when you do ruku in this way, when you spend time, you know, when you spend, let's say your ruku is a bit longer, when your hands are on your knees and you stretch your back, you spend time, you'll feel your body will stretch and relax, right? You will feel looser, you will feel lighter. And if you're not feeling that, then spend time doing that, you know, focusing on that aspect of ruku. The next step that we have in the holy prayer is that when we go into sujood, when we place our forehead, you know, on the ground, and we're told when we have our forehead on the ground, this is the moment when we're closest to God, right? This is the closest that we can become to God. And it's a time when God says that He sends His rahmah, He sends His mercy upon us. A very interesting thing that a speaker once noted about this position is that it is very much similar to the position of a baby when they're in the womb of their mother. And interestingly, in Arabic, the word used for the womb of the mother is rahim, right? And in Arabic, every word comes from a root word. And the root word comes up with different words which are related to each other. So for example, rahim is very much related to the word rahma because they both have the same root word. So I would say that when God is saying you're in sujood and you are, you know, He's sending His rahma on us, you are becoming purified just how not only are being purified, your spirit is being made just in the same way a baby is being made in the womb of the mother. God is giving you that mercy and rahmah that a child receives from his mother. You're receiving it from God in that position of sujood. So concentrating on all of these actions and aspects of our prayers will definitely help us improve, you know, our spirituality, will definitely help us reach God. One final point I want to wrap up on is one of the things that we talk a lot about is concentration in prayers. And many times people are doing different exercises to help themselves concentrate, and that's all really good. However, I would say concentration in prayers is an automatic process. It is something that should happen automatically. It is a result of, for example, of not committing sins. It's a result of keeping yourself purified throughout the day. When you do come and stand on that prayer mat and in front of God, your heart is ready to really love God, and He automatically places love and light in your heart that you don't even need to think about concentrating. It will happen automatically, inshallah. Thank you so much for listening to this episode, and please continue listening to IRIB English Radio. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Every grain of sand in every desert land he knows. Every shade of palm, every closed hand he knows. Every sparkling tear on every eyelash he knows. Every thought I have and every word I share.